at the size of his unit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Yeah. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Holly.
This is on the air.
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
What's the word for planet crackpot?
Even better than a stroke and a poke, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
What's up with Mike Vick?
I am so glad you asked.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
Michael Vick has changed his plea to guilty as part of the deal with prosecutors in the dogfighting case. His lawyers worked on an agreement with the NFL right up until the announcement. No word on whether they had any success, but this evening I can tell you the Falcons say they're troubled by his guilty plea. Vick might have faced more and tougher criminal charges when a grand jury was to gather in Richmond, Virginia this afternoon. As it is, he's facing probably, according to most experts, 12 to 18 months, but they're expecting a stricter sentence in this case because of Michael Vick's denial up to this point.
You know, I think that also the delay that he's taken
right.
in doing this plea thing is going to affect that also.
That's why he'll probably end up paying the maximum $250,000 fine in this as well. He'll appear in court a week from today to enter that guilty plea. He was scheduled to appear anyway at that date. We also learned today that a vehicle carrying Mike Vick was stopped by a Virginia State Trooper last Thursday. Having windows too darkly tinted, as if he didn't have enough trouble.
God.
Vick was ticketed for not wearing a seatbelt in the front seat. The fine for that is another $50.
You know, rent the Pontiac. There's some advice.
Yeah.
You know, rent the Pontiac for now. Mm-hmm. With the clear windows.
Right.
Jesus.
What about the reports that, at least in one regard, Mike Vick is being a stand-up guy, that he could roll over on other NFL guys who are into dogfighting and have bet on dogfighting and have it as a part of their life as well?
I stated that as a concern from the very beginning. I've seen nothing new about that today. I do know that his lawyers have repeated his apology, sorry to the people who were offended, and they've also said that he wants to try to make this good, that he wants to at least take responsibility for what he's done.
I'm more curious about that referee getting rolling over on the other refs, which hasn't, I don't think the other shoe has dropped
on that.
No, that's
not happened yet either.
Nope, haven't heard another word about that either. The woman known as the Queen of Mean has died. New York's Leona Helmsley passed away this morning at the age of 87.
Harry!
That's her.
Thank you. That's pretty much it.
And what did she learn in prison, Don? Do you remember?
Prison love.
That's right.
Harry.
It was the 1980s, remember, when she was...
I'm Suzanne Pleshette, and I'm playing Leona Helmsley.
Oh, that's right. Suzanne Pleshette played her.
I'm the Queen of Mean.
Smear that lipstick, baby.
Shaky Burbank. Not at a Helmsley Hotel. Not when you're doing the news over my speakers.
The Plaza.
The Plaza.
I thought she might have died in jail, but she was actually sprung a while back.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know this.
Darling, come over here. Feast on the yeast.
The smell of rose perfume and some very, very bad salmon.
Now eat my toe jam.
Ooh, between the toes.
I either didn't know or had forgotten that she had been a model when she met her real estate mogul husband.
If you remember, back in the day, she was a topic of discussion on our show for a while back in the 80s. It was
the top story of the day.
Right. It was Jim Baker and Tammy Faye Baker.
And right after that, it was Leona Helmsley.
And Leona Helmsley, God, we were on that like white on rice. I mean, we did Leona Helmsley stuff.
Yeah.
I almost said bad words. All the time.
Well, what happened was, you know, when she did what she did and the way she did it, you had so many employees, Jack, maids, people coming forward every day with the horror stories about her.
Do you remember her big mea culpa was always, if I was a man, they'd look at me as a shrewd businessman.
Yeah.
But because I'm a woman, I'm a bitch.
Because men can be horrible to other human beings.
Do you remember her most famous quote, though?
It was somebody. Is it like taxes are for taxes are for the little people?
We don't pay taxes; only the little people do. That was the quote that made her famous. In the
and 80s. Of course, it was Harry who was Harry Helmsley, who she married when he was 3,000 years old.
Yeah, he made Anna Nicole Smith's late husband look like he was in the Olympics.
But I did see a picture of her way, way, way back in the day.
She was hot as balls.
She was a POA.
I've not seen that picture.
She was sexy.
I've only seen the Leona.
But didn't she also have that Catwoman plastic surgery that made her face transform into some kind of ugly?
Not as much as Priscilla Presley or that lady that was on the cover of Time magazine.
Priscilla Presley's mouth, and I saw her over the weekend, looks like a little jam jar. Just a little jar of raspberry jelly.
Well, you know, like she would have been so pretty if she would just have not have let them cut her open, Jack.
Man, I mean, it's you would think that somebody with that much money would go to the guy that makes it look real. But no, they all look like the Joker.
I don't know why. The Reverend Billy Graham is back in the hospital with diverticulitis. A spokeswoman says he's doing well, except for some intestinal bleeding. Hurricane Dean is now nearly a Category 5 storm as it hits.
I can say is Dean is a powerful hurricane.
All right. And it's headed for the east coast of Mexico.
All right, I think I'm going to have myself a Mexican drink.
Should make land by midnight.
A nice big old drink. What kind of stuff they serve? Oh, yeah, tequila. Drink the worm.
I really feel good for the people in Jamaica. I like Jamaica a lot. Yeah. I've been there on vacation
they
quite
got very
a few
lucky.
Times. Oh, my God. And they were so unprepared for it. I was watching on the Weather Channel. They had some guy in Montego Bay, which is close to where we go on vacation.
Right.
And he was on the southern part of Jamaica, and he was saying, I love the way Jamaica operates. Mm-hmm. It's its own country, but it might as well be like Alabama at sea, because they just announced, I guess, like a day before the hurricane got there, they're turning all the power off.
Right.
Just in advance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All power being turned off.
Shutting
now.
It down in advance of the storm.
Turn it off right now. Right. Okay, you might need to go to the store to buy some stuff, but listen. The power's off.
Power's off. Uh-huh.
The
and
power's
has it been
off.
Restored yet, or have they got the power back on yet?
In some areas they do, but there was some destruction, so some spots, especially in Kingston on the southern coast, are still without power.
I was watching the Weather Channel, and you know how the Weather Channel does tend to hype it.
Oh, a little
and there's little. Almost the feeling when you're watching that guy on, I think he was in Montego Bay or someplace like that, where he is almost disappointed in trying to hype the damage more.
The guy's name is Mike Seidel. I logged some time with him, and here's why he was disappointed. He was not broadcasting via satellite. He was broadcasting via broadband.
Oh. Right.
And the guy had a huge boner like,
hey. Like a camera phone like a camera you'd have on your computer.
You know, we are on the air during the storm even though there's no power because we're on the internet. And then they go to the wide shot of him, and even though it's shaky, you know, this broadband thing is like, well, as you can see, there's quite a few palm leaves on the ground behind me.
Yeah, no. They just try to hype it.
Nothing.
And really, look, I don't want to, well.
And why can't they just say, hey, I'm Mike Seidel, and guess what? This is fantastic news for the island nation of Jamaica.
Right.
That the storm pretty much, which could have destroyed it and ripped this island in half. Instead, you're right. It's like, well, you know, there was the chance to be destruction, but now power's back on.
And really, the Weather Channel was saying, what I heard them say, I think, on Friday, they were talking about the fact that if the path took the storm north of Jamaica, they'd be out of the woods. If it went south, it would cut right through. And what it did was go even further south, which also made him dodge a bullet. But the guy Seidel that they had was not that I want to put these guys in harm's way.
He was on the safe side of the island.
He's on the safe side of the island. Come on.
And then
if you're going to be there, you know, find like a cinder block wall to stand up.
And then they had Jim Cantore in Cancun.
Yeah, he's getting excited.
He was on the beach wearing his way too tight Simon Cowell shirt. And he was marching up and down the beach. Really upset that it looked like the storm is going to miss Cancun.
Sure.
Right. That's what the Weather Channel is saying, that it's going to go south of Cancun, which tells me it's going to veer north a little bit and be a direct hit.
Anyway, he was marching up and down the beach going, well, I'm here. I'm ready for it. But it looks like it's going to miss us. I want to be where the storm's going to hit. But unfortunately, he really said this. Unfortunately, well, let me say this. Fortunately for the people, it will not be hitting Cancun, it looks like, now.
Yeah. That means he has to go back into the local tourist bars. Hi, I'm Jim Cantore. I work for the Weather Channel.
In Cancun.
Listen, I bet if you, hey, why don't you have another drink with me? I'll get you a Weather Channel hat.
Pardon me while I flex. I'm Jim Cantore.
No, I never take my hat off. Then you'd see that I was bald.
That's so true. I'm glad you mentioned the hype, though. The federal government, you know, says it's ready for Hurricane Dean, much more ready than it was for Katrina. But that wasn't enough. For an 8-year-old girl from DeLand, Florida, she just saw the big, scary coverage of the hurricane on TV and did what she had to do. Heather Snoke got on her bicycle and rode as hard as she could toward Ohio, back to Columbus, where she used to live. Her parents reported her missing last Wednesday night.
How old, Buzz?
8 years old. The last time her parents saw her last Wednesday night, she was on her bike apparently headed for Columbus. A sheriff's helicopter spotted Heather about a mile from home, still pedaling. No one was injured. No one was arrested.
Kids are, my kids, 12 and 10, yeah. You know, because of Katrina, I think now hurricanes mean a lot different thing to people when they're seeing them on TV.
I think that's true, and I think it points out how the hype in television news, the Weather Channel, whatever, can really scare kids, apparently. Mm-hmm. It has more effect on them than we realize.
And the other point that I noticed, and rightly so, because the Weather Channel serves the United States.
Right.
I mean, they're a channel for us. They love throwing up the flares when it looks like we're going to get hit like around Brownsville, Texas.
Right.
But now that it looks like it's Mexico, mm-hmm. they're like, well, it's going to go over the Yucatan. Mm-hmm. And good news, if you live in Brownsville, Texas, you're okay. All those people in Mexico were there.
Yeah, Mexico. Yeah. You know, outside, you know, the only cities that are mentioned in Mexico are the two tourist destinations.
Right, the ones that we go to.
You know, oh, and then it might go south and affect Belize a little bit.
Like, you know, kill all those people at this. You know. One thing they mentioned was this storm is 400 mm-hmm. miles wide.
Yes, correct. Similar to Katrina in its size. Yeah. I mean, what amazes me, and even after all the coverage, and I'm kind of a junkie for that coverage when I watch that, it amazes me that you actually, tens of miles, 50 miles, 30 miles, can be so dramatic the way it affects an area. And when you're talking about Jamaica, I mean, it really, they did dodge a bullet. They had another thing where they were talking about, power is out throughout the island, and they showed... They rolled tape, raw footage that they had just taken, and I swear to God, it was tape of a working stoplight, and this was obviously after the hurricane had gone through, and you see this guy who's talking about, well, they're reeling from this, and people are trying to get their lives back together, and he's standing on a hill, and in back of him, the cars are going up and down. I mean, it didn't really even look like it had affected the flow.
You know, that's
traffic.
Very much like when you're watching a football game and the guys who are calling the game aren't watching the screen.
What's actually happening.
To see what's happening.
Right.
So, like, when there's a fumble, they're totally unaware.
And you know what the thing is? You don't want to see any destruction. And I know you love Jamaica. You love going down there. And you don't want to see this. It just seems to me that they ought to tell the truth. Just like you said, you know, hey, this was really, really, and they ought to hype that if it's needed to be hyped. If you have to really tell people, because I really think they did dodge an amazing bullet.
They
this
did.
Was a monster hurricane, and they got through it even with the winds. What, 135 to 140 miles an hour?
140 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. They got through it pretty damn well. I think that's something to be happy about.
We're pushing 150 now, which will make it a Category 5 hurricane. It's just one tick under being a Category 5.
Yeah, the Weather Channel. That's right, Category 5. That means everything's dead, but it's not going to affect the United States. So,
or
goodbye, Mexicans.
Have fun, Texas. You can celebrate tonight.
Now here's Jim Cantore doing more lifts, doing more curls.
They should just cover that.
Hey, I got a great little bar down in Cozumel that I want you to know about. I'm Jim Cantore.
Hi, honey. You ever watch Law & Order SVU? You know that guy? I kind of look like him, don't you think so?
Yeah. Honey, you know what I'd like to do before a Cat 5 rears its ugly head? I'd like to have myself a big old steak and then
Hi,
have
honey.
Sex.
I'm Jim Cantore, storm tracker. You know, before the big one... I like to relax and center myself. And I like to think, if I'm out there, what if something happens?
Right. Yeah.
I want to make sure the Cantore seed gets carried.
Yes, sirree. I've spread this seed all the way from Myrtle Beach to many islands of the Caribbean.
I want you to be my special hurricane bitch.
You know, they were almost going to send me to the Caymans, but they changed their mind, and I got a Cozumel assignment at the very last minute. That means you and I were... meant to be together. I'm Jim Cantore.
Or how about this? It's like, oh, I'm Jim Cantore. He's just sitting at a bar. I'm Jim Cantore. I'm Jim Cantore. Woman comes in and goes, are you Jim Cantore? I'm just sitting here at Senior Frogs in Cancun wearing my weather jacket and saying my name repeatedly. What? You recognize me?
Ah, let's get right up to the room. I'm Jim Cantore.
And have you seen the ads for that Fox show anchor woman?
No.
Yes.
My God.
I've seen actually coverage of the ads.
There are two shows that are getting hyped beyond belief. Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be horrible.
One is that show Kid Nation,
right,
which I'm tired of hearing the hype about because the thing's already in the can.
I've watched that a lot easier than watching the anchor woman.
The anchor woman, I don't know. The concept of getting a bimbo to be an anchor is maybe not so great, but now that I've seen her, first, she truly is just beautiful,
right,
hot as balls. And really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So it has some potential.
Let me tell you why you're not going to like it, though.
Why?
This is the rap I heard about it.
Okay.
Forced reality TV. The phony reality TV where they actually stage the situations to be difficult and to be, oh, she's really, and that's the knock on it, that it is the most transparent reality show that's ever been produced.
But the clip that I saw, and you might be right, I'm working on one clip. I saw this chick interviewed on TV, showed other people in this newsroom that she was at flipping out, and I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Like about,
oh, yeah.
They were saying, we're journalists.
Uh-huh. Oh,
please. Right. That's like saying Wendy Rigger's a journalist. But they're saying, we are journalists. How can you bring this BIM in? And,
yeah.
And she says, well, all you have to do is be able to read. And in that regard.
Well, see, now you're arousing my interest on an anchor person level because, you know, that Ron Burgundy factor.
Yeah. Huh. And she says over and over, I want to be an anchor woman.
Right.
Now, seriously, who says that in this day and age? That is so Ron Burgundy, right?
Well, the one clip I saw is when she says, is it Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda?
Right.
Well, excuse me, that's not that flagrant, in my opinion.
Not
but
a big
they
deal.
Make a big deal about that. That's what I heard, that it's transparent. The only thing I'd like to see transparent is, like, her top.
Of course.
She is beautiful.
Oh, she is hot.
She's a bikini model.
What do you think of the kids show? The kid, what is it called?
Kid Nation.
Kid Nation.
Uh-huh. I like it. It looks
pretty interesting.
I like the concept. What I don't like is all the hype coming out now
with
parents groups saying that they're concerned and that there could be all these problems. Hey, listen, the show's in the can.
Right.
The show has already been completed, so there will be no controversy. There will be no kids that hurt themselves.
I'd like to see a follow-up, a sequel show where they actually beat up their parents.
What if I told you that some kids were already injured and that there are legal consequences that I'll tell you about when we come back?
Well, then I'd say you've turned it around on me, haven't you?
What about that?
How's that feel, Buzz? Who's shaky now?
There you go.
Right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.